Leading pro-life group, Harris Walt's most pro-abortion Democratic ticket yet. By Katherine Hamilton on August 6, 2024. Reports are indicating Democrat presidential candidate Kamala Harris has selected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D, as her running mate, a choice one of America's leading pro-life organizations says represents the most pro-abortion Democratic ticket yet. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz make up the most pro-abortion presidential ticket America has ever seen. There is no daylight between them on this issue, SBA Pro-Life America President Marjorie Dannenfelser said in a statement. Walz is no moderate when it comes to abortion. Watch, CNBC's Ross Sorkin, Business sees Walz pick a sign Harris may govern more from a progressive left standpoint. Dannenfelser pointed to legislation Walz signed in January of 2023, which was at the time the country's most extreme law enshrining abortion on demand throughout pregnancy as a fundamental right without limits of any kind. As Breitbart News reported at the time, Walz made Minnesota the first in the nation to codify abortion via legislative action after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and sent the issue of abortion back to individual states and their elected representatives. The bill, called HF1 or the Protect Reproductive Options PRO Act, was created to cement in state law the right to access reproductive health care options including abortion, birth control, family planning help, and sterilization. Abortion was already legal in Minnesota through the second trimester. The bill's author, Senator Jennifer McEwen, D, said the bill enshrines abortion access, no matter what future courts decide. Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson lamented its passage at the time, calling it the most extreme bill in the country regarding youth sterilization, late-term abortions, and public viability for a vast array of new reproductive rights. At the time, Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life, MCCL, blasted law as extreme, inhumane, and harmful to women and children who deserve so much better. The PRO Act means a right to abort any baby for any reason at any time up to birth. It means that the elective killing of a human being in utero is perfectly legal even in the third trimester of pregnancy, when the child can feel excruciating pain and could live outside the womb. It means that parents have no right to know when their teenage daughter has been taken to undergo an abortion, said MCCL co-executive director Kathy Blazer. Governor Walz's absolutist abortion policy puts Minnesota in the company of just a small handful of countries around the world, including North Korea and China. It is extreme, inhumane, and harmful to women and children who deserve so much better, Blazer continued. The pro-life group also noted that lawmakers rejected dozens of amendments that would have made the bill less extreme, including one protecting unborn babies in the third trimester, with exceptions, one barring partial birth abortions, and one providing the option of anesthesia when unborn children can feel pain. Another proposed amendment would have required third trimester abortions to take place in a hospital and would have required abortion facilities to be licensed by the state. This law doesn't just allow late abortion for medical emergencies or hard cases, Blazer said. It allows late abortion for any reason whatsoever. And it's an open invitation to notorious late abortion practitioners to come to Minnesota to set up shop. Here in Minnesota, you don't even need to be a doctor or have a licensed facility in order to perform abortions. The lack of guardrails to protect women and children is appalling. Dannenfelser noted that Walz subsequently signed more legislation that grossly expanding taxpayer-funded abortion, stripping away the state's informed consent protections, and significantly weakening protections for babies born alive. With Harris and Walz as standard-bearers, the Democratic Party has become the shout-your abortion party, with no limits for any reason even in the 7th, 8th or 9th month, she said. In contrast to President Trump, J.D. Vance and the GOP, who support the right of the people to set limits on abortion and provide real options for mothers in need, Democrats have made it clear nothing, not the checks and balances built into our government, not the humanity of unborn children and not the true needs of women, will stop them from imposing all-trimester abortion nationwide. Students for Life President Kristen Hawkins also slammed Harris's vice presidential pick in posts to X on Tuesday. Kamala Harris is promising no limits on abortion if elected, which is exactly what her pick for VP, MN Governor Tim Walz, delivered to babies in the womb in his state, Hawkins said. Not to mention, In 2020, Waltz let Minneapolis burn. So of course he'll let preborn babies be dismembered, burned, and delivered dead, she added. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.